guys like our theme song there? You got a good chunk of it.
Yeah, I think that might be the most we've ever played of our theme song, but it's a good theme song.
We were busy being chatty, chatty people because I just found out that Washington State has legalized recreational marijuana.
Ooh, ooh!
It has happened. So, yeah. I am so fucking happy.
I'm happy too, dude.
Yeah.
Basically, Washington, you did good. You did real good, Washington.
You got balls.
Washington, Washington, smoke a bunch of weed, smoke a fucking ton.
Washington.
I'm really happy about that, too. That makes me extremely happy. I'm also happy to be on back in the hot box where I belong.
Yeah, I'm so glad it's Tuesday. I hope you're all as happy about Tuesday as I am.
Yeah, fuck. So yeah, how's your day been? It's one of those crazy days. I kind of like
crazy.
That we're doing. This is our 10th episode.
I pretend I'm not political, and in a way I'm not. I keep my opinions to myself, but Election Day makes me excited. I'm happy with the results.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. There's excitement in the air. Even if you think your vote doesn't matter, you do it. Why? Because it's there. Because it's a right you have, and it's a duty you have, and it happened.
And it's just good sense to be at least interested in what happens to you, because it might just be, you know, the children that you have to worry about and the future generations of stoners out there. We're trying to legalize it. We're trying to legalize it in a big way.
Yeah.
So I think we're taking some big, big strides, and I'm glad we're doing it today and together on the Hot Box. So welcome, all of you.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter what side you're on. Everyone can share in the excitement of today. It's a special day.
I agree. I will say, though, there are certain people that'll say, just vote. Even if you don't care about it, just vote for something. And it's like, well, I still don't know how I feel about that, because
yeah,
should you just vote even if you don't know anything, don't care, don't, you know, like should you even be voting?
Like on the ballot I filled out, there were some questions about judges, if I wanted to keep these judges in office or not.
Mm-hmm.
But because I didn't know either of them, I wasn't going to answer, because I wasn't just going to guess. You don't guess.
You're like,
stuff.
That judge is a retard and that judge is insane. I'm not voting for anybody. Yeah, I understand.
Screw
that.
You all. I don't know you.
Yeah, and I did have the thing today where I had the coworkers asking me if I voted because I didn't have a sticker. And it's funny because it's like I could lie and say I didn't, that I did, but I didn't. Like,
yeah.
I wish that I did. It's just, in my opinion, I don't vote, but I also am one of those people that I do not complain. Like, I have never once been the kind of person that's like, oh, this country's going to hell and everybody just needs to get their head out of their asses and taxes are too high, the rent's too high. I never say any of that. Basically, what I think is everything's way too expensive and most of us are insane. But
two valid points.
If I don't contribute to society and I don't complain about it, then I feel like that's the only way. Like, if I was sitting there complaining and saying that, you know, politics and the government, it's a bunch of big bullshit, it's a sham, I never say that. I probably use the word government like once every, like, I don't know, month or something. Actually, the fact that I get to use the word the government tonight, because our guests later are going to be the boys in The Government Trap, which is a pretty awesome band.
I'm very excited to hear them.
I would say, maybe listeners, if you guys are listening, every time we say government tonight, blaze it up or take a shot.
Yeah, let's have a drinking game.
Drinking and smoking game.
Smoking game here on the Hot Box. We're going to say government and you're going to party it up.
And every time we say Obama, dry hump someone.
Yeah.
If we could make that a reality,
like,
that would be sweet to me. Yeah, if you guys could do it. I mean, you don't have
hump
to.
A leg. Did you hump know that Obama is predicted to win?
Oh, is he?
He is Obama. People better be humping.
Fucking, you know what? I just want to say that Obama... I'm hoping that there's so much dry humping. I hope that there's so many boners in jeans happening right now with all the dry humping. Obama, 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 Obama.
Oh, even if you're not listening live and it's like a week from now and you totally know all the drama, it's time to hump because we're saying Obama.
Exactly.
We got people humping outside the window. You don't even know how sexual it is.
It's time to hump because we're saying Obama. Fuck, so has he already won, or did he win like the you know...
We had live election coverage up till 8:30, and at 8:30, three news stations, the three major ones, all had him projected as the winner, including Fox News.
Okay. Well, I have one quick question, though. Did he win the swimsuit competition? Or
I don't know, but of Obama and Mitt Romney, I think about 95% of women are going to want to do Obama, right?
Yeah, I think that's been the consensus. I think I've seen a few different things.
He plays basketball.
Like, yeah. He's got moves. I've seen him on Ellen. I've seen his dance moves. That's pretty much all I know about Obama.
She's got a hot
actually.
Lady. I like Michelle Obama.
She's got some sauce.
And she looks tough. She looks like if you piss her off enough, she'll punch you in the face.
She does, and she also somehow looks like she's the kind of woman that you could like trust her to hold your wallet while you go swimming at the pool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so... Yeah, so okay,
like a kind
Obama.
Old lady, but then someone tries to steal it from her, and like she kung fu's your ass, and you're on the ground.
Yeah, she's gonna fucking chop. It's a chop. That's what she's gonna do.
Yeah.
So how's your weekend? How is Mindy's world?
Mindy's world is good. I got creative this weekend. I wrote, which I haven't written since college because I got burnout on journalism, so I gave up on it.
But now it's back. The passion's back.
Yeah, I wrote a nice article about drumming. I also play drums. I wrote a little jingle for Skid Row Studios that I have to record, and then you'll hear it as a commercial someday.
Awesome.
Really cheesy. I was going for like little kid theme song.
Did you? Like the lyrics and everything?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God. Music. I cannot wait to hear it. Okay. I bet it's so good.
Yeah, I need to find people to sing it though because I suck at singing.
Right here. Yeah. I'll totally do it. Are you kidding?
You can sing cheesy. Think include us cheesy. Like the music's like that.
Oh, I'm so...
It's going to be good.
That's such great news. Yeah. God, it smells like burritos and marijuana and beer in here. This is the best hot box that anybody could ever be in.
We love this box.
We do. Yeah.
I don't know if our listeners understand like the specialness of this studio that you're listening to. SkidRowStudios.com. We're very unique. We're an internet radio station that the FCC has no control over us. We can say whatever we want.
Yeah. Like I could say right now, come suck fuck titty. And nobody
fuck
can do anything.
Titty shit.
When can you ever do that on the radio?
Like, I could say that I heard a rumor today that Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney had butt sex. And that's how Paul Ryan snuck onto the ticket. Did you know that?
Because he snuck onto his dick.
Yeah,
with
like,
his
hey,
asshole.
I know what you like. Look at this asshole.
See, this is the kind of political conversation I like having.
Yeah, anything that leads to butt sex, that's the kind of political stuff we need to be talking
about. I want to know about, you know, potential or alleged butt stuff happening between the candidates because that's really where the hard-hitting news fact is.
So do you think Barack and Michelle do it doggy anal style?
Oh, I bet that they do all kinds of crazy shit. I bet they're rim-jobbing each other. I bet that...
Yeah.
I suspect
Get
there's
that,
a lot of
Obama.
Reverse cowgirl in their lives.
Oh, I can see it. I can see it. I think Michelle controls the shit in the bedroom.
Yeah, she's like, who is this? Say whose it is.
Who rules this house? Whose White House is it?
I wonder if she calls him Barack or if she has like a leather daddy nickname for him.
Oh, his
like,
pet name?
Yeah, like the maestro or something.
Do you think Obama and Michelle, Barack and Michelle have like safety words?
I hope
is
so.
Is there a safety word?
If they do, I hope it's stuff like, you know, like... obsequious, like fiduciary.
Some French word.
Yeah, really.
Savoir.
Do you have a safe word? Have you ever needed to employ a safe word?
No.
No.
My boyfriend thinks I'm a rapist.
Oh, so he has a safe word.
He's like, Mindy, please.
Mindy, just, can we just
can
take it down?
Please stop manhandling me.
And you're just like, give it here, I got it.
We had, at the beginning of the relationship, we had a discussion about how sacred his anal area was. And I needed to calm down my urges.
Your anal lust.
I'm a pervert.
I love that about you.
I gave into it. Like, at first, I was like, oh, I like all guys. And I tried to do some skinny guys. And then, probably about 18, I just, like, admitted the fact that I'm a chubby chaser.
Oh, you just want someone to eat cheese with.
I do.
Oh, I love you,
butts.
Mindy.
I want my man's butt to be bigger than my face.
Yes.
So that my face fits God. In there like a sandwich.
That is, Mindy, you never cease to amaze me. I remember one of the first times coming over to your pad when you lived in NoHo. And I came over and you were like, yeah, just come in here. We're watching gay porn. And I was like, are you like, and you're like, no, I'm doing the dishes. And I was like, oh, you just have it on in the background. All right. Yeah, I'm in. But whenever you hear, come in, we're watching porn, you're like, am I about to walk into like some crazy shit right now?
It was probably my favorite gay porn that involves four men and a shotgun. There's the three dudes and it's 70s and it's overdubbed, but one guy does all three voices.
Oh, I have a porn like that, but it's
like, hey,
it's male
dick.
And women.
Hey, let me in on that. It's three dudes in a car, and then they're outside doing it, and then a farmer comes up with a shotgun. He's like holding it to their head. He's like, "You suck my dick, boy," but it's still the same one voice.
I actually have a VHS porn like that. It's male and female, but it's called Depravity in Deutschland, and it's it's from the definitely from the 80s. And one guy, I'm guessing because it's German, one guy went through and dubbed all the voices, but he does all the voices, the men and the women.
Yeah.
And he does different voices, so he'll be like, oh, I'm trying to give it to her in her craps. And like, and then it'll be like another voice, whoa, like, ah, oh, yeah, suck it, yeah. Like my sister's, basically, if you've ever been to my apartment, not the one I have now because I don't have a VCR, but like any place I've ever lived before, if you know me at all, I've put it on in the background and just like left the room and just like had it on. Like, let's see how long it takes for somebody to get uncomfortable because they're watching this weird German dubbed porn and it's just one guy doing all the voices.
Aww.
I'd love to be a voiceover person for porn.
I wish Cassie was here. Do you guys notice that something special is missing right now?
And that something special is Cassie. Is she coming or is she just running late? I was running late.
She was going to get a ride with her lovely boyfriend and his car battery died, so she's running late. Hopefully she will be in here shortly.
I hope so because I miss her. I miss her smiling face. When I can see her face.
Yeah. Sometimes it's always I can so barely smoky see in face. Here. I think she's the only one that can really see it.
Yeah. I can never see my own face, but it's probably for the best because I got hatchet face sometimes. So maybe yeah. It's best if you just have a cloud of smoke around you at all times.
Yeah. I don't like to be aware of that. There's those times where you go like all day without looking at yourself and then yep. You see like you have a piece of food from lunch in your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I've even had like toothpaste still like on the corner of my mouth, and basically toothpaste when it hardens and dries and it's on the corner of your mouth, nobody thinks it's toothpaste.
Yeah,
we all know what you think it is. So you got a sweet ass new phone now. You're no longer little baby sick ass burner phone like me.
I know.
You have an iPhone
I'm not
now?
Even a fan of anything. Apple has never seen a dime for me
until now.
But no, because my work supplied this phone. Bandigo. I like you, job, if you're out there, Bandigo. Good company.
Yeah, they gave you an iPhone, but you don't like it. It's not user-friendly for you?
I'm getting used to it. I don't like these screens. I like buttons. If I had my way, it would be nothing but buttons.
Just you'd rather be busy with buttons?
Yeah, than like this like touch screen thing. It freaks me out.
Well, I have like dumb sausage fingers, so every time I try to use a touch screen, it like I end up...
Yeah,
it takes
I try
way
to
longer.
Hit M and instead I hit backspace. So everything I type, like all the M's, just take away the letter before them. And it just looks like a tard typing.
A tard typing? It's like, this was a tard text, okay?
Just
deal with it.
Indie, yeah. I'm in O.
Indie, I-N-N-O. Yeah, I guess you don't text your own name that often though, probably, right?
Yeah, hopefully not.
You don't refer to yourself in the third person.
I should. I mean, I don't know why I don't. Mindy. Mindy is a drummer.
Yeah, really? Yeah, I don't really refer to
Mindy
myself.
Mindy wishes she was funny.
Like, I have such a shit-ass old phone that I don't even understand people's, like, autocorrect jokes when they have, like, you know, there's that website dedicated to, like, fucked up autocorrects and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
My phone, you had the same phone as me, the Samsung Galaxy or whatever, like... That phone doesn't autocorrect, so like those jokes aren't as funny to me because like I've never had to, like basically if I text it incorrectly, it's because I did it, not because my phone decided, no, yeah. You're not actually going to say it. You're not going to say this.
She won't say shit. She meant shoot.
Yeah, exactly. Like
she's too nice.
Yeah. Like she meant to say Emily's and instead she said rimless or something like that. But so yeah, but I'm wishing that we can get a little Cassie in our lives. I miss her. I hope that our listeners aren't noticing the sadness that we feel because we miss her.
I bet there's a hole in everybody's heart right
probably
now.
Probably a little bit.
You know that song, "There's a hole in my heart that can only be filled by you"?
Yeah.
I think that's about Cassie.
It's totally about Cassie. Oh, well, man. If anybody wants to call and keep us company, the number is 1-800-893-9562. We're actually going to be having some pretty sweet ass guests on pretty soon. The Government Trap Boys. So,
and if you were in a state that just legalized marijuana, you better call in because I want to know about this. It looks like in Washington, December 6th, an ounce of marijuana will be legal.
That, dude, even if just like a gram was legal, like legal across the board, legal. Or is Washington, is it the same rules as California? How like if you have your medical card, you can have like a certain amount?
No, it's recreational.
What?
So it's like, I want to party it up. I got an ounce of weed. Fuck you, police.
Yeah, just try to arrest me.
What are you going
to
do?
You can come smoke with me if you want, but that's about it. That's all you get.
Speaking of the police and recreational drugs, I read that a cop in the OC recently was off duty, went to a bar, got drunk, and accidentally shot himself in the leg. Now, if only that cop was a stoner, he would have that gun 10 feet away from him.
Yeah,
when
no
he was
kidding.
Getting fucked up.
Yeah, like you're a cop and you're like, the smart move would be to go and get wasted. And then because you're a cop, I mean, no offense to any of our listeners that might be PD, but I feel like the reason that you become a cop, it may have something to do with the fact that you might have like a, you know, like a, you want to be in charge. So you're the kind of person that actually like enjoys having your gun on you at all times.
Yeah.
Like I know myself well enough to know that I like shooting. I've been shooting, but I do not ever want to be a gun owner only because I know that I'm a big dum-dum. Like I'm a drinker and I'm crazy. And like, I'll totally be the one that's like, you want to see my guns? You guys want to see my guns? I got all these crazy guns. Let's look at these guns. And it's like, no, you don't. Like,
you want to load this gun?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to load this gun. Let's play some Russian roulette. Let's get all Deer Hunter on this shit.
Like, I dare you to shoot.
Get him out. Get him out. I'm not doing that. I don't have any interest. I'd rather go to the shooting ranges. I do think that they should make a dual facility where it's a strip club on one side, shooting range on the other. Cause you could go and like fire off rounds and then get a lap dance.
Yeah.
That sounds
fun.
You'd
be taking double loads off.
Yeah. I'd be like, make it rain bullets. Or like, I don't know. I mean, I could probably think of a better tagline. That was just the first thing that came to my head. But yeah. So it looks like we got a little something something for you guys until Government Trap's ready to go.
Yeah, and they will be with us shortly. We're going to take a little music break, play a little bit of tunes for you, and then we will bring in our special guests. Right now we have Dez in the studio. Hey, Dez.
Hello.
How's it going? Wait, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. And how are you, Mindy?
Pretty good. We've been here chit-chatting about some random craziness.
Yeah.
I heard.
So Dez has some important information that could cause the CIA to bust in our door right when she talks about it.
Really? Well, you got to get real close to the mic.
This is rumor. This is like National Enquirer style. This isn't total facts. This is hearsay. But we're going to talk about this because there is no other news station talking about this.
Allegedly.
I've heard about this assassination attempt on Obama. Mm-hmm. Which occurred in somewhere in Ohio.
Yep. Yeah.
He was staying at the Hilton when it happened, and it was reported by the person who works in the building next to the Hilton, specifically saying that the person who had committed this assassination attempt took people hostage within that building, so they had to evacuate everyone out of it. Oh. And it was the CIA, the FBI, and the Secret Service were all there.
Wow.
Wow.
That's some scary shit. I think there is even...
You don't hear about that because regular news stations don't want you to know stuff like that.
Well, you don't have to tell me how you heard about it. I was going to be like, who are your sources? Give it up.
We need three written sources.
To be honest with you, though, like not in a... Like I don't think that's like scary or totally true, but don't you think that there's probably a lot of... Like the phrase assassination attempt kind of is like anything could be, but there could be ones we don't even know about, like that never got past the, you know.
Yeah, like this, like you heard about this one, but that's because a handful of people knew about it because they were there and they told people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm sure this happened. Do you think this happens like more than just today? Like this, I imagine Secret Service is all over that stuff. And, you know, if Obama gets killed, it's because someone... allowed him to get killed.
If we go missing, then, you know,
yeah, really.
Up. So
yeah.
No, I'm like usually at the Redwood every day, just so everyone knows.
Every day.
Tell the
CIA. Dez is at the Redwood. Fucking
I'm
bring
not
it.
There tomorrow.
Fucking bring it. Exactly.
Fucking look for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably the government.
Yeah.
I mean it.
It's probably the government.
Do it.
No, I also think that there's like a, what's the word? Like with JFK. There was even, I can't remember the quote, but there was some creepy quote like the day before he was assassinated where he even said that the only way that like anybody's going to try to assassinate me is if a crazy person with a shotgun comes out when I'm at a parade, or like he kind of basically like laid it out on the line. And now I don't remember the exact quote, so I feel kind of stupid. But there was like one of those eerie quotes, like it was like the week that he was assassinated, he actually kind of said, that's the only way that it would ever happen to me. And it's weird too. It's weird that there's so much footage of that assassination and there's so much everything.
I was telling Des actually earlier, I've recently with me and Manny watched this really good documentary. Everyone should check out. It's on Netflix. It's there. It's called JFK Dark Legacy. And it lays out the facts. It's like, this is a fact. Here's the proof. You can't deny this. And it doesn't say, they can't prove that George Bush Sr. did it. He was more like the Charles Manson of it. He saw that it happened, George Bush Sr. And it lays out all the proof as far as connections, as far as proof of the people that have seen the body. There was somewhere the body was taken off the plane between the medical examiner, the Army medical examiner, and when he came from the hospital, and there was operations performed to hide the frontal bullet wound.
Whoa.
It's very interesting. I think you all should check it out.
I'm actually really...
I heard that same theory where they switched the bodies, but that his body actually arrived like a minute later than they received his body from a Secret Service vehicle.
Somehow, like, when everyone was on the plane and Lyndon B. Johnson was being sworn in, the body was supposedly unguarded. Someone took the body so they could perform these surgeries before it went to the medical examiner that actually gave the medical testimony.
I'm actually really excited for the new Lincoln movie.
Oh, yeah.
It looks amazing. And also the fact that, I mean, that's the first president that was assassinated, right? I mean, yeah, I can't imagine that the other 12, the ones before him, were assassinated. But yeah, it looks like it's going to be kind of a good movie. Like, I like those kinds of like big period piece films where it's like biographical kind of. But I think that, I mean, because they're going to have to handle him getting shot in the head, right? I mean, it wouldn't be a real Lincoln movie if they didn't.
It's part of the story.
Better be part of the story. I actually, you know how they always have those things like the Cleveland steamer and like all the different like stupid sex things? Like,
oh, yeah.
There was a long running debate between me and a friend. We were trying to come up with like what the Abraham Lincoln would be. And my thought was that the Abraham Lincoln should be where you administer a donkey punch. And then while the chick's been donkey punched, you jizz on her face and then get some, you know, pull out some of her hair or her pubes, shave her pubes, whatever. Put it on her face like a beard. Give her the Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
But he said that was too many steps. He's like, that's way too many steps. Nobody's doing that. I have no idea who you are.
I think chloroform should be somewhere in that equation.
Yeah, really. It should be chloroform, then donkey punch. Then actually, don't even have to donkey punch her. Don't hit her.
Like she's watching porn and then you come up from behind and
shoot a load in her hair. That's what he said. Yeah, he was like, can it just be that like I like make her watch something and then I just like bust a nut in the back of her head? And I was like, yeah, I was just being way too imaginative and creative. Like, I don't want that to happen to me, but...
These are important things to ponder.
You just want to make sure that everything's represented, and I just want to make sure that there isn't... Because there's the craftsmen where you, like, fill their asshole with wood glue, you know. I don't know if these are actually things people do. These are just things that you hear.
No, tell me more.
I'm a fan of the snowballs.
What's the snowballs?
Where they come in your mouth and then you kiss them.
Oh, that's
before you spit it out.
That's romantic.
I can't ever get it done.
Yeah, no, dudes won't do it.
That's a dream.
Dudes do not want anywhere near your face.
I make it happen if I have the opportunity, but.
Yeah. Well, because what they're probably, I don't know what they're afraid of. It's their own jizz. It's not like we like made this together. Like,
I once was witness.
It's all you, dude.
To a dude who was whacking it, and the jizz shot up and into his mouth. I was there.
He punked himself.
This was a long time ago. Just telling you something from my past. But I saw someone with some squirting powers that...
Past.
Yeah, it was her past. It was 4 days
crappy
ago. Crappy
past.
Cool. I understand it a lot, but yeah, these are the plots, or these are the thoughts that plague our minds. We're worried about,
you know,
conspiracy
Obama just
theories,
won, but
Obama, fucking donkey punches. Like, there's a lot going through our minds, you guys. Like, as red blooded LA women.
Let's talk about this on the presidential note. What would you guys have done if Mitt Romney had won?
Like I said earlier, I don't vote, so I don't complain. I'm sure I'd be bummed, but I'm bummed most of the time. Like, I don't like anything about politics or anything. So, like, my thing is I just don't. I voted once, and it was for Obama, and he won, and that was great. But, like, my thing is that people want to give me shit. Like, oh, you didn't vote? Are you kidding me? Like, you should vote. Vote for anybody. Just vote for something. And it's like, okay, I could have just lied to you right now and said, yeah, I voted. I totally voted. I voted for who do you want me to have voted for? And I'll say it. And that would appease them. But my personal actual belief is that it's not that I don't think my vote counts. I'm a registered voter. I voted once. And guess what? We had Obama and everybody kept getting pissed off anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like for me personally, like I have way too much in my everyday life to get furious about the way our country's going because in my opinion, the country's just going the way it's going and it's going to keep going that way. Like I don't have like the wherewithal to try to change things. All I know is that, I mean, you know, I'm not a political person. Basically, yeah. I'm all fart jokes and fucking asshole humor. But yeah. Do you guys want to do a little breaky break?
Yeah, I was going to play some awesome music for you guys as we bring out our guests, the Government Trap. Everyone's excited for them to come out.
The Government Trap's coming on, and we want to get you guys to listen to our radio station and also maybe give us a phone call because we do like the calls. We like the calls. We like when you guys call up and...
Yeah, we still need to hear from some of you Washington people that just legalized weed.
There's going to be like seven of you out there.
Going to play a song. Get ready to call in 800-893-9562. We'll be back with the Government Trap.
See.
On the red sun, staring right back at me. Back at me. My hair made a fire, baby. I burn all my bridges down. Just like the wolf, and honey, you're the moon. Spend my whole evening, girl, howling at you, howling at you, howling at you. Just like the wolf, and honey, you're the moon. Spend my whole evening, girl, howling at you, howling at you. On the red sun.
spot on the red sun.
Depress me.
All right, guys. So basically what you just got a little delicious morsel of on this Tuesday night was our friends in the government trap. They're here with us. We got Charlie and Adam in the studio. Hello, boys.
Oh yeah. Hello. Going? What's going on?
and with us as always, well, for the first time, but it's lovely to see her, is Dez.
Hello.
And yay. We're all friends apparently too, which is amazing.
Yeah. Funny. Small very town.
Funny. It's funny. It doesn't matter if you're from the Valley or you're from LA. So there's something about if you're in the music or like any kind of an art scene, you kind of all like spider web into each other's lives. Like where you'll be like, oh, you know so-and-so? Well, I know them too, but for a completely different reason. Or like that dude's my Coke dealer. Like, so it is kind of cool. Like, it's
well, that's
cool.
How we met too.
Yeah, really. Well, it's because I've been selling you heroin for so long now. Yeah.
And you still have no idea who
yeah.
I am.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what, guys?
Yeah.
We have a bunch of people waiting to call in that we need to get to.
We have
to
like,
out what's up.
Let's take them. Let's
all right, first one.
All right, caller number one, let's talk to you. What's up?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I am the first one.
Welcome hello. To the Hot Box. What's up?
Yo, I used to do heroin with Charlie.
Oh, thank God. Somebody finally admitted it. I used to front him sacks of heroin, so.
When I run for president in 4 years, yeah. It's over.
This is recorded.
Not
this
happening.
Forever on iTunes.
Yeah, we're going to archive this. How's it going, caller?
Dude, it's going really good.
Sounds good. What are you doing?
Yeah. I'm smoking weed, fucking waiting to talk to you guys.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's what we want to hear. Are you dry humping for Obama yet, or?
Oh no! I did vote for him, but begrudgingly I voted for him.
Oh, the plot thickens.
I mean, there's really no options.
That's true.
Fair enough.
Roseanne, dude.
Oh yeah,
come on.
Exactly. I was so funny. It was so funny when I saw that on the ballot, dude. I was like, I forgot. Are you joking?
Let me tell you this great story. One time, when I did heroin with Charlie, we were our way. We were just south of the boulevard off DeSoto up in the hills. And we get to this house, and it was a beautiful house, but it was just full of losers. It was completely terrible, full of losers.
That sounds like where people who
there.
Do hang out.
I remember yeah. this thoroughly.
It's not going to be a house full of children that their parents took care of them. Go on,
so
please.
It's like Loser Central. It's like all this beautiful stuff is covered in filth and it's completely turned upside down. And I mean, part of it's great because, you know, fuck taking care of your responsibilities. But another part of it's just, you know, sad. But anyways, we were there to get heroin. So let me get back to the heroin.
Okay, please.
So we're walking around and we're looking for the guy with the heroin. And so we're meandering around. And we put this kid on the couch. And the key element in heroin is that when you smoke it, if you use black tar heroin to smoke, you need something to smoke it off of. And generally, kids these days...
I thought this was a weed show.
Yeah, where the hell are you going with
this?
By the way,
this
is taking way
heroin.
Too long. I'm
we
sorry, sir.
This.
Next caller, please.
Tell
come
us
on,
about
next caller,
bong.
Please.
What's up with the kush, man? Come on.
Exactly.
I want to know how much heroin you have to smoke until you start smoking weed, because
well, heroin is a gateway drug.
I feel like you haven't smoked enough heroin to get you to the weed tip yet.
Apparently, it's a lot.
Yeah,
but see, the thing is you got to realize that heroin's bad for you. So then you just smoke weed. That's the key.
Oh no, yeah. You know what? I totally agree with that because you do. you do got to realize the heroin is totally bad for you.
We're at Skid Row Studios. I thought it was all good over here.
Yeah.
Weed all the way. No weed. FCC, so we can say fucking shit, I want to smoke some weed.
Fucking shit, I want to smoke some weed.
We can say I am heroin if we want to, but we're not.
We're marijuana people.
Yeah,
of course.
Really.
Well, that's the whole reason why I called in. I just was bored.
Not but, cool calling me out like
well,
that,
hey,
dude.
Carter, yeah. We got to let you go because we got some.
I was
other
at that party. I'm not a loser.
So we thank you very much for calling
later,
and letting us in
well,
on
and
those
we
insights
love
sites of the heroin addicts.
Yeah, we'd love to know more about Loser Central, but goodbye.
Yeah.
But we love you.
Well, Charlie, I'm sorry you're out of the band.
That's no, what I'm yeah. I figured as much.
Is Charlie the other member?
No, that's me.
Charlie,
I'm sitting right here.
Charlie and Adam.
Okay.
All right, second caller. You guys are really serious tonight.
We have another caller. Hey, caller, what's up? You want to talk to us?
Hi.
Hello.
What's going on?
Guess who?
Who's this?
Who is this?
It's Star.
It's
our favorite caller, Star.
What's up, Star?
Awesome.
Star, it's been a while. How's the bidet business going?
Well, I have a couple things to let you guys know about.
Thank God, Star called.
One is that heroin guy.
Lordy, 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 fucking.
That's
hand me a
photo. Goodness.
So what's going on with you, Star? How you landing?
Well, I did vote for Roseanne.
You did?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Someone, yeah.
It's because I love her voice.
Yeah, we're there with you, Star.
She's got a beautiful voice and a beautiful mind.
And she's a legalized weed, too.
Yeah,
right?
she smokes a ton.
Oh, yes, she does.
She weighs a ton.
Oh, God damn.
No, she's actually skinny now. It's fine.
I was going to say too soon.
I wouldn't go so far as to call her
too soon. I've seen the roast.
She looks a lot better than she used to.
She looks great.
Yeah, the roast was amazing.
Oh, Roseanne Barr's a dime piece.
I'd hit it.
Looking good, Rosie.
Today, in lieu of the voting, I fashioned an Obama day.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Everyone dry humps each other.
No.
Sorry.
It's a bidet inspired by Obama.
Oh, sweet. Tell us about this new designer bidet.
Well, I've painted a mural upon the bidet.
Okay.
Upon the
and
bidet.
And I've made a rubber plaster. Well, it's got rubber and plaster in it. It's his head. It's Obama's head.
Yeah.
Is just in the bowl of the bidet.
So
just
Obama's
sitting
your twat.
Inside.
So Obama
and
spits
the fountain,
water that cleans
the
you.
The fountain comes out of his brain.
Oh. You have really good ideas.
I've put some fruit punch in there.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
Did you call it an Obaday, though?
Obama Day.
Obama Day. I thought it was like a day for Obama.
Obaday.
But nope.
It's because it's Obama D-E-T.
Obama Day.
Hey, guys, I got some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
State of Colorado has legalized recreational marijuana.
Wow. Yeah.
Star, is this your doing?
It's a big day.
Oh, beautiful work.
I'm so happy. This is like my life's dream.
I still want to hear about
so
that
hard.
Stripper... shooting range.
Oh yeah, we have all the time in the world.
That sounds like a good idea, actually.
Hey, Star, do you have any questions or any advice that you want to give our guests? We have Adam, Dez, and Charlie here. Do you have any like words of wisdom that you want to give them about your bidet business or just anything at all? Just some words to live by.
Come on.
She's thinking.
I think they need to vote puke.
Yes, they definitely need to vote puke. Because the more pukers, the bigger... The more of you that vote puke, actually...
What's up with puke?
Basically, it ends up being that you should vote puke. Like, at the end of the night, you know, you don't feel that great. You drank too much. Just vote puke. Just fucking get it out of your system.
I think I voted without even knowing.
Express yourself, really.
Express yourself, yeah, exactly. You could try to vote diarrhea, but it ends up
being
that you should vote
puke. Each puke is unique. Different colors, different solids.
I'm out of the loop.
Different, yeah, different vocals.
Flavors.
Different textures.
I'm gonna go drink some vodka.
That's the time to drink vodka.
Make sure you check out the government trap on Facebook, all right?
The government clap?
We're the government trap with the government clap, yeah.
the government trap on Facebook.
That's what you get. You get government clap.
With a T.
We're the government trap.
Yeah, that's what they give you.
Government clap. That's awesome. But yes, check them out.
Okay, I'll be sure to do that.
All right, sounds good.
You're
they
awesome.
Have a lovely, lovely profile picture.
I love you, Star.
I
love you forever.
I once made a flyer like that where there was a little bit of
buttons.
Bye. Why do I sound so happy? I'm like, oh, yeah, hey, what's up?
Because you're on the air.
I am happy. I am on the air.
So do you guys have any shows coming up that our listeners in the Los Angeles area should go check out?
If anyone is in the Los Angeles area, the 818 area, or 213 or wherever you're at, we are playing November 10th at the Stovepiper. It is in Northridge, California. Is it? Would you call that Northridge?
Yeah, it's Northridge.
Northridge-esque.
Yeah. It's on Corbin and Parthenia. It's a little cool dive bar. We're playing with Straight Razor Stalemate, and it's going to be a good time.
It's always a good time there.
Dude, the Stovepiper, my favorite part about the Stovepiper is on their marquee. It says, we're open at 6 a.m. If you're here at 6:11 a.m., your second drink's on us.
I found that out the other day.
I found that out the hard way, and I actually was still drunk after a night, and I was like, this bar is just open at 6 o'clock, and Brent's Deli is right next door, and Brent's is so fucking bomb, such good deli food. Yeah. And so I was like, you know what? I'm a drink a lot, and then I'm gonna go get a Reuben, and then I'm gonna walk my drunk hot trash ass home. And so
I think that the Valley Club's over there too, so you can have a bunch of drinks and then go get a good meal and then go to a meeting
and then go to an AA meeting.
Why not?
All exactly. In the same corner. Exactly.
And if
guys. What? Breaking news.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
State of Oregon has legalized recreational marijuana. I am so happy.
The show is so
good. And we
so
have a caller. Joy. Caller, what do you think about this? Three states legalized marijuana.
It's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah, it is. Do you reside in one of those states, caller?
Yeah, I'm from Washington.
Washington.
I feel a psychic connection to you. I have a feeling your name might be Max.
Oh, you're correct.
Oh, man. Max, who lives in Seattle, right?
Totally.
Max, how much weed are you about to buy?
Probably none, actually, because it's probably going to be really expensive. So I'll probably just keep buying.
Spoken like a true stoner.
It's legal, but it's expensive.
You'll still go through the underground drug dealers, but then it's just if you get caught in the street, you won't have to go to jail.
Yeah, it's pretty much like that already, though. I smoke weed wherever I feel like it.
Yeah, that's
go, Max.
Yeah, good. Max, you're my new hero.
Are there big celebrations going on right now? Like, what's it like? Are there riots in the street?
No riots in the street.
Oh, man.
Snack-induced riots.
My neighborhood are probably more excited about gay marriage probably passing.
Gay marriage passed?
Last time I checked, it was about 54%.
Crazy.
Go Washington.
Awesome.
I keep up on the weed ones, but I don't really know a lot of the other state-to-state propositions.
That's the next show.
There's always exciting local stuff happening. Actually, I'm curious about the GMO labeling in California, if that has passed at all. Do you guys know any gossip on that?
I don't. I have, since I've been on the air, I haven't really had a chance to pay attention too much to reading up on stuff. So at the moment, it's up in the air for us.
Just worried about those states that are legalizing marijuana. Yeah. That's what you're focused on.
I know. I'm so nervous.
But I want to know what's in my food, especially after I get stoned. What's in my food?
People are getting too high and then they don't realize that they're eating.
They're getting too high and then eating shit ass food. Exactly. Yeah.
Twinkies all night.
Well, apparently that's all they can afford. We can afford, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hardened corn syrup.
They gotta let us know.
Well, if I'm going to eat shit, at least I want to know that I'm eating shit. Like, what kind of shit I am eating.
But I always know I'm eating shit.
What if it was my shit?
Because I've been doing a really good job of cooking everything healthy and from scratch. Like, I chop my own garlic and my own onions and everything. I make homemade Alfredo sauce now, and it's so amazing.
Max, her Alfredo sauce is off
the
chain.
You have to come visit California again, and I'll cook dinner for you.
Should make you some creamy ass Alfredo sauce.
Oh, and I'm going to tell you a secret. Max, I'm going to tell you a secret, but don't tell Heidi, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to try to come to Seattle in February.
Woo!
Maybe around the 11th.
I think we're out of loop.
She, like, probably just heard, like, on a 5-second delay, though.
Shut up.
I'm, like, listening to the radio in my room with her.
Oh, I'm trying to be secretive.
You can't talk. You can't tell a dude that lives with his girlfriend and you're friends with both of them that you're going to do something because she already knew in her head.
She didn't hear it.
They're friends?
She just said she didn't hear it.
Oh, they're just friends.
It's, like, really intense right now because I'm, like, listening on the phone and listening to you what's happening on the radio, like, 10 seconds later.
Oh.
And I'm really high, so it's, like, a weird...
Do you not know which Mindy voice you're really talking to?
They're all talking to me.
Good answer.
I hear Heidi in the background. Tell her to, like,
good
scream
answer,
for us or something.
Good answer.
Make Heidi scream for us, yo.
What's up, Des?
Heidi, you gotta scream. What? She wants to know what she should scream.
Heidi, tell me how you feel about voting for weed. How do you feel about being part of this moment in history?
You want me to scream?
I just want you to tell
me to scream.
How you voted for weed and how it made you feel.
I walked all the way downtown. It was like over a mile just to turn in my ballot and then walk back. And the only reason I even registered was to vote for pot.
Yeah.
Because I don't care about the other things.
That's my girl.
Dedication.
Yeah.
Like, I just filled in random circles on the ballot. I didn't want to read it.
Oh, you didn't write me in for president?
No, like, Pete Gill tripped me about... I was going to vote Steve Chantry. I don't even want to get into Steve Chantry. But I was going to vote for him. But he was guilt-tripping me about, like, politics and, like, how am I going to pay for this? How am I going to pay for that? Or something. I don't know. So then I voted for Barack Obama because he's not even registered.
Aw. So you voted for Pete. Pete guilt-tripped you into voting for who he wanted instead of who you wanted.
That's how you do it. That's how it's done.
But I didn't really care.
Okay.
But the dumb thing is he didn't even register to vote. I was just gossiping about my roommate. Hey, Pete, remember that one time you didn't register?
Remember that one time you were a fuck-up, Pete?
No.
Is Pete listening? Pete, are you there? Can you hear me?
I love Heidi's voice. I feel like she's the kind of chick that would keep me in line.
I
if I knew her.
Dude, her nickname is Pants.
No.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not because she wears pants.
It's because she is the pants.
No, I'm like the biggest crybaby Frady cat ever.
Is it because you shit your pants? Is that why they call you Pants? That'd actually be a really, really... That's almost too clever if somebody shits their pants and... Have you guys ever shit your pants?
Oh, yeah.
I think I did that yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I shit my pants once one morning, actually fairly recently, like in the last couple of months, and it was because I was taking diet pills. It was the worst morning of my life.
That must have been really bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the whiskey shits?
I shit my pants at work one time. Had to ditch boxers, like, in a dumpster far, far away.
Yeah, no, I was...
I once pooped in a swimsuit.
I pooped in a swimsuit when I was a little girl.
I was little.
So many horrible shit pants stories.
I duked in a pool once.
Duked in a pool.
That's the name of our new single.
We got bitches duking it in the pool.
Give it up for the government trap, but duke in a pool.
Be sure to come see us at the Stovepiper.
Like, I just want to duke it. But yeah, I'm sorry I always end up talking about people shitting their pants. It's just, it's a real thing. It happened to me recently and it was completely alarming and you can't control it. If it's happening, and once it happens, you just have to, like, I don't have a car, so I was, like, walking to my apartment with my, like, shit-ass shit pants.
You gotta get rid of those things.
Yeah, but I was, like,
too.
I was, like, walking from the bus stop.
You're free-balling it?
No, I was wearing underwear. I mean, it was all encased
in
there.
You gotta
ditch
those.
But it was, like, 8:30 in the morning. Like, I had no...
You were at the bar again.
Yeah, exactly. So
there's no better time than the present to get rid of your shitty pants.
I know, but it's hard for me to even like throw flowers away that somebody gave me. So I felt like cradling this load all the way home.
Clean them and wash them. When I was a little girl and I'd be locked out of my house and I was like in second grade and I would accidentally shit my pants and then I didn't want to get in trouble and get grounded, so I would hide them in the toilet plunger. So there's a bunch of like shitty panties in there and then my stepmom found them.
That's pretty good.
Shitty panties in the toilet plunger. No one's ever going to find out until the toilet clogs.
Wonder who did that.
Yeah. And then I got grounded for pretty much like
ever. Is he Lou Jones trying to call it?
Is he?
I don't know. I don't know.
So far we don't have an easy Lou Jones call, but yeah, that is the thing with the government.
What about
trap
Brian?
Guys.
No?
No, we don't see their names, easy. Just their number.
You know, we're kind of missing.
661.
Well, hey there, Max and Heidi.
Yo.
I'm going to let you guys go. I'm so glad you called and we got a perspective from the Washington voters.
And we're really happy
voters.
For you.
Yeah, we love you all here and let's all get high together sometime.
It will happen soon in the future.
In the future.
Future.
Happening every day. Yeah, no, if you guys do want to call, we got some time left, but it's 800-893-9562. We got the government trap boys in here.
So we're celebrating three states weed
legality.
Freedom for weed.
Dude, I'm sorry, but...
Obama-rama.
Did you guys...
Obama hump a leg.
Yeah, Obama hump a leg. Time to hump a leg. Did you guys ever think that you would grow up where there actually was the option to ever have it legalized? Like, when you first started smoking, like... If you could go back and tell, like, your 14-year-old self, like, dude, one day, like, it's just going to start getting legalized.
Well, that's what,
like,
I thought the entire time. Everything should have been legal. I thought the entire time. I never thought it would
It hasn't even been illegal that long. It was made illegal in 1937, yeah. So it's less than 100
years. Alcohol was in it's the same as prohibition. Like, the old alcohol prohibition is the same thing.
People just need to get pissed enough and not... Take no shit from no one.
Yeah. Smoke a bunch of weed. I'm so mad.
Dispensaries are the speakeasies now. It's happening right now.
Yeah. Well, hey, did you guys want to play another song from the government trap so our listeners can be enticed to check them out online?
We only got 6 minutes, but sure. We play a portion.
What was it, track two?
I don't know. We already played the two songs that we were going to play.
No,
but
you played one song, yo.
Did we?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, this is it.
This song's
is
called
Cool. Track. Check them out on Facebook.
Just about five.
is the government trap. Who is excited to check them out online? They have a Facebook.
Woo. Facebook.com/thegovernmenttrap
Check them out.
And you'll know us when you see the picture. Our profile picture is pretty glorious.
Pretty
know?
Specifically deliciously
yeah, it's,
wonderful.
It's a little offensive to some people, but
a little titillating.
It's just butthole. That's all
it's titillating.
It's amazing.
I don't
butthole.
Know. Yeah. I was trying
so that's
to think
why
of
you guess, have to go check it out.
There's always every episode has a butt reference. I think am I the only one obsessed with butts? Mary?
No, we're
are you here with me?
We're ass
butts.
People. I mean, I don't know that I don't want to put my ass between a dude's cheeks like a fucking piece of lunch meat like you do.
No, but poop's funny.
But poop is funny. Poop is hilarious, dude.
Yeah,
if,
poop's
like, my
good.
Whole life revolves around me just talking about shit. And I even said earlier, I was like, I want, we were talking about having a t-shirt that said, always poop before the party.
There you go.
On the way over here, we were having a conversation, poop before the party.
I probably mentioned number two, probably because I'm number one. I'm thinking that's why. I don't know.
When you're number one, you can only talk about number two.
Straight up.
Does that make sense?
Straight up.
Well, hey, we have another guest entering the studio. As you know, there's been a lot of issues with dispensaries here in LA being closed down. LAPD is putting the smack down, ruining a lot of lives. Right now, it seems like many people have been relying on delivery service to get us through the hard times. We have John here.
Hello there.
What's up, John?
Hey, and he is one of those grateful, awesome delivery drivers is making sure you still get your weed.
Oh, indeed. Dude, that's
like an angel.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what I do.
You're a green feathered angel. So it's pretty sweet. Like, do you go by car or do you go by like bike or on foot?
Car or motorcycle.
Nice. Ooh, so
is what you're doing?
That's kind of cool.
Indeed, it's all right.
No, it's
traffic.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's
I mean, cool. You know, no. Traffic out here in LA is kind of harsh. So, on the motorcycle, sometimes
you got to be able to move in and out. You got to maneuver.
Gets you here fast.
That's what she said.
Is what you're doing right now, with all the dispensaries being closed down, is the delivery service still legal, or is it kind of an under the table thing right now?
It's 100% legal in the gray area. City of Los Angeles deems medical marijuana collectives as an open land use. So, you know, you go to the city of Los Angeles website under business filings, medical marijuana dispensaries, it'll say open land use. And that's where we're at.
What does that actually mean?
I don't know, but it's kind of like good.
It works.
Open land. So that's where we're at. But,
I like it.
We deliver, make people happy.
What's the name of your place?
Greenlight Delivery.
Greenlight Delivery.
Greenlight
Delivery.
Do you
deliver all over Los Angeles?
I do. All over Los Angeles and Reseda, Northridge.
San Fernando Valley? Nice. Yes. Dude, that's perfect.
I'm Koreatown.
That's our
so
tip.
You deliver to me?
Sure will.
Sure will.
Personally?
Personally.
Awesome. I like that. I'm glad I met you.
Yeah.
It's nice to meet
you
all, too.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on our show. We've been hoping that we could score, you know, someone that's more in the business than us.
Indeed, you will score. So everyone's get jealous out there.
Yeah, really. Greenlight Delivery is about to take care of us.
We're in the business, but we're not in the business.
Yeah. Right on, right
You're
on.
Actually in the business. Well, this was a fun little show. This was a lot of emotions, a lot of crazy talk.
A lot of anal.
A lot of weirdness.
Strippers and bullets.
Historic night for weed smokers
really
everywhere.
Was.
We are so glad we got to be with you on this epic Tuesday, Obama-rama hump-a-leg. We will see you next Tuesday here on the Hot Box.
Good night, baby.